Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app as well. We're talking some Penn State football here. Dustin Hockensmith, Andrew Pichet filling in for Greg Pickle, who is off on some unrelated assignment.
I have no idea what's up with the great one.
Selfishly off on his own, doing his own thing here today. So we're gonna be going without him, talking some Penn State football, latest news from the weekend, a new commitment. What else is new there? So a little bit of a surprise transfer, some kickoff times. We'll tackle those. I'm going to get Andy's thoughts. We feel like pretty close to the halfway point, we think, in the 2019 recruiting class. I want to get Andy's thoughts on who's underrated, who he really likes, your thoughts on the quarterback, those plenty types of things. We're going to put you on display here.
Plenty of new blood in the water when it comes to Penn State and what the 2019 class looks like. There's a lot to talk about.
Speaking of the 2019 class, Brandon Smith, the linebacker commit, is scheduled to join us. I always say scheduled with recruits, commits, just because their schedules change. But we'll see. He's scheduled to join us a little bit later in the show. And then we're going to round it out with Ask Andy, which should be a recruiting-themed Ask Andy edition.
I'm sure your questions for Greg, who's like a guru.
He's not like a guru.
He is a guru. He is a guru. It's like all in his head, too.
Yeah.
So I will just...
We'll do our best. Scott Shirley just walked in. We're going to talk uplifting athletes, the gala coming up. Why don't you just lead with that, Scott, now that you're here? I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, sounds good. It's nice just to be able to walk down the hall and pop in and start talking.
You dictate our schedule. When the big man walks in, you drop what you're doing. I don't care if we're recording something or not.
It didn't matter where we were. As soon as he walked in, he gets the microphone.
Devin Still.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be bringing Devin to the area. You know, his story is a national story, but it really resonates with Penn Staters because I think Penn State, as a community, is really philanthropic, you know, with the long history of Thon, founding of Lift for Life, and eventually uplifting athletes and what we're doing. And Devin's really kind of a big part of all of that. And you know, not to mention he was a great player at Penn State, great player, you know, in the NFL, and really a great person that I think persevered through a really tough situation. So I'm excited to be able to bring him into the area and give Penn State fans and the greater Harrisburg community a chance to meet Devin and hear his story. And
how are they supposed to do it?
Yeah, go to upliftingathletes.org/gridirongala. In fact, you can do that right now and buy your ticket. So,
oh, yes, indeed. Indeed.
We're going to see you there, Vinny.
I think so.
All right. We'll be so dressed up.
There's some wine around here. You might have to wine and dine me a little bit.
Okay. I'm sure we can do that.
Okay. All right.
But I think that the one thing is that's cool about Devin, and I'll just piggyback on him asking, is it's hard, as you know, being so close to NFL players and being a former Penn State player. So once they get done playing, finding their voice and path is difficult. And it wasn't necessarily easy for Devin, but it seems like he's found a passion and purpose for him.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely on a mission. You know, he started his own foundation, the Still Strong Foundation. He and Leah produced a kid's book, and I don't know if you got that for Autumn or not. But
I should.
I got a copy for Holden. I guess that was about 2 years ago. It was one of his favorite books. It's really well done, really well written, really, really well illustrated. And he now has a biography-type book coming out this fall. Right. So. You know, he's working. He's doing it with a purpose. So this is what, our seventh gala, Andy?
Seventh, correct.
And everybody who's ever been there, I think everybody in this room's been there. It's a great event, great food. JDK does a phenomenal job. Plated dinner. We have beer being donated by Labatt Blue this year. So
nice.
That includes not just Labatt Light, but the Magic Hat, and they have a nice nice portfolio of related brands.
Yeah, I think you're really going to – you want to hear Devin, because Devin can talk football at many levels, but also Devin has a way to tie everything together with what Uplifting Athletes does and our existence in the rare disease space and college football. He kind of can tie them together and entertain you at the same time.
And from Stephanie's perspective, Devin's very Instagrammable. So, you know, the women are dressed up, dressed to the nines, and you know, Devin's going to be looking pretty fly, and he'll be available for photos, and you can post it and see how many likes you get.
Point of reference: Andrew Pichet and I are not very Instagrammable.
I don't have Instagram for a good reason.
Yeah.
Do you have Instagram?
Well, it's very visually oriented. I try to stay.
Yeah.
That's why we're on the radio.
I try to stay out of that. Exactly.
Balding
exactly.
Man.
I know where I belong.
Nope.
No, that's awesome. So this Saturday, upliftingathletes.org.
Yep, / Gridiron Gala. Downtown Keystone Building, 6 to 10.
It is an awesome time. It is an awesome time.
Get your
tickets
and Devin
still
us.
Be there.
Yes, he will.
All right.
That'll do it.
Well, from one defensive tackle, former Penn State defensive tackle, to another former Penn State defensive tackle. Thank you, Scott. Corey Bowles, Sunday evening. A little bit of a surprise, but I think maybe it shouldn't be. I don't know. But he announces he's transferring, or he's leaving Penn State. We don't know where. We don't know why.
Right.
I suspect we won't get that answer for quite some time. But it seems to help, I guess, with the numbers crunch at Penn State.
Yeah, it definitely helps because according to everything that Pickle with his spreadsheets and charts and you know, Pythagorean theories and all of that kind of stuff came that they needed to lose. Two scholarships had to go away to get under the number. I'm not sure what the date is, but it's sometime before a date in August that you have to be at this number. And, I mean, Corey Bowles was a redshirt freshman. He came in last summer redshirted like a bunch of people should at that position, offensive, defensive lineman, ideally redshirt, and then become, you know, deep backups. I'm sure he was a deep backup and a prospect. But, I mean, impact-wise, his biggest impact is they lost the scholarship that gets him to 85. And what his reason is, it doesn't seem like it has anything to do with Penn State. It can't have anything to do with the depth chart, right? Because it's not like they're overrun at the inside, losing, you know, their two starting defensive tackles are gone. So it seems like it's a wide open space in terms of finding a second role or even a – I'm sorry, but if you're like the number one three on the depth chart at either or one defensive tackle, there's a slight likelihood that you're going to get a chance to A, move up to the twos, and B, there's an outside chance you might have to play some. So where, as a four-star recruit, I don't think he, you know, he was only here 1 year. Is he a four-star with no talent? We whiffed completely. I don't think he ever got to see any of that. So there was an opportunity. Something in that young man told him that he needed to do something else. It could be a personal situation. It could be something with his family. Whatever it is, he's still a good football player.
He'll find some place to play if that's what he wants. Yeah. That's the one thing we don't know, if this was a football decision, if it was a life decision, if he was done with football, if maybe behind the scenes, you know, it seems like that depth chart is wide open, but there could also be early signs of being an odd man out when you look at, you know, Fred Hansard in the same class as him,
Mustafer.
Judge Culpepper coming in, Mustafer coming in, Damian Barber, who flashed
has emerged
at the blue white game, Ellison. Yep. Jordan there. I mean, there's a chance if this was a football choice that there was already, even less than a year on campus, some writing on the wall.
Maybe there was a picture on the wall that and maybe Penn State just quietly said, you know, with what we have coming and what we're seeing after spring ball, you know, you should probably look for something else for you. And I think if you have to be honest with the kid, especially if he's a redshirt freshman, if you just don't see it because of where that position's headed projection-wise,
yeah,
don't let him hang around for nothing.
I think, you know, if he's been on campus for what, you know, June to
12 months.
Almost a full year, there's probably some kind of benchmark, some kind of expectation about where he should be in his development. Again, it's all speculative. This could be a personal choice for all we know, but if it was a football decision, I can see it there. I can see it there. But nonetheless, I don't think you're looking at 2018 as any kind of real impact, because I would have been surprised if he was in that
three deep. I don't know. I'm not going to say, because I'm not sure.
If he was in the three deep, he would have been deep in the three deep.
He would have been deep in the three deep.
I don't think anybody was counting on Corey Bowles to carry this position going forward.
I still think the football game today, the pressure that's put on the D tackles with the amount of spread and the effort that takes, because you're not just grinding on the inside. You're literally going 90 to, you know, you have to go almost all out every play because of the way the game's played. It's exasperating to those big men.
Yeah.
Depth at the defensive tackle position is an undervalued proposition. You can never have enough of them.
I still think Penn State looks like they've got a six, and I assume PJ Mustipher is ready to roll.
That's my assumption.
We'll see. In that respect, this is maybe one little piece out of the way.
He certainly looks like Tarzan.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to defensive tackles, you're like,
I think he plays like Tarzan. I think he played. Maybe it's just me, my experience with high school wrestling. If you can make it in the wrestling world, and if you can thrive in the wrestling world, and you're 6'4", 300 pounds, you can make it. I believe in that.
He certainly looks the part. There's no doubt about that.
Let's talk about Hakeem Beamon quick before we run out of time. So that's the commitment number six in about 2 weeks, 15 days, 16 days, whatever it was.
Whatever it is.
This was from Friday. He was committed to North Carolina previously. And, you know, it's a kid who seems to be growing. I think he's in the 6'4", 255-pound range.
Correct.
And I don't know about you. I think that there's still a decision to be made, but he looks like he plays like a defensive tackle all the way. It's a lot more strength and power than it is quickness on his film. And if you're winning with strength and power as a high school player and you're not out quick, then I feel like you're on your way to playing on the interior.
I think he could develop into a wide defensive end to a degree, but I think there would be more developmental curve at the college football level.
If more growth takes place, like I think between his sophomore and junior seasons, he gained a lot of weight. He got a lot bigger.
Correct.
And he's just as good, but that's going to take care of it. His body might take care of all this.
Body type tells you that he could be outside, but it tells you there's everything inside, and plus there's another factor to this from my looking at it evaluation-wise. His hands and arm extension are borderline ridiculous. Like, he's pushing guys in Virginia that are decent-sized offensive linemen. He's making them look like they're eating their helmets with his hands and arm extension. The quickness of the way he uses his hands and implements that, and then he has to be strong, but this is more than just strength. This is his ability to move an offensive lineman the way he wants him to move, to get that extension to go where he wants to go.
This is a kid with that kind of foundation. It's a kid that doesn't arrive on campus and you say, okay, everything you've been doing, I need you to do it differently.
Correct.
He's going to have to work. He's going to have to change. He's going to be facing bigger, stronger, faster guys, all that. But he doesn't have to change his entire approach. And that's just one less variable in the way.
No, he's an elite talent, and he fits the Penn State mold now because he's versatile in the fact that, he could probably play outside with a little more development like you were talking about, but inherently it looks like inside he could have an impact sooner.
The first defensive lineman in the 19 class, so there you go. We'll see. There's probably going to be some more.
There will be.
All right. We're going to keep focusing on the 2019 class, some of Andy's thoughts on the class so far. Stick around for that. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.